This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In just over half an hour, we'll know what happened with jobs, lack of jobs, and wages in America for the month of December. Forecasters expect more moderate growth in jobs, about 200,000. But a big question for today and the rest of 2016, really, may be wages. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Unemployment's down, job openings are up, and so many economists expect wage growth to accelerate in 2016, including Michael Strain at the American Enterprise Institute.
One of the ways that firms attract workers in a tight labor market is by raising wages.
But will a better labor market entice millions of workers who've dropped out to start looking for jobs again? Economist Bill Rogers at Rutgers University says wages will have to improve to make it worth their while.
So it could be on disability, they could have unemployment insurance, savings. But what all that does is it raises their wage at which they're willing to return to the labor force or willing to begin searching for a job.
Through the recovery, wages have grown well below the Federal Reserve's target of 3.5% a year. If the economy had delivered that, the average American worker would be earning $2.61 an hour more than they are today. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.